a prettiest. 8 tablespoons of salted butter, 1-2 cup white sugar. To use raw cane sugar with a coarser texture, 1-4 cup packed light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 egg, 1 1-2 cups all-purpose flour, 6 spoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon salt. I always add a little extra. 3/4 cup chocolate chips. I use a combination of chocolate chips and chocolate chunks. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Microwave the butter for about 40 seconds. Just barely melted. Shouldn't be hot, but it should be almost entirely in liquid form. Using a stand mixer of electric beaters, beat the butter with the sugar. Set to creamy, add the vanilla, the egg. Be on low speed until just incorporated. 10, 15 seconds or so. If you beat the egg for too long, the cookies will be stiff. Add the flour, baking soda, and salt mix until crumbles form. Use your hands to press the crumbles. Gather into a dough. It should form one large ball that is easy to handle. Right at the stage between wet dough and dry dough, add the chocolate chips and incorporate with your hands. Roll the dough into 12 large balls. Time for you. We place on a cookie sheet. Bake for 9-11 minutes. The cookies look fluffy and dry. Warning, friends, do not overbake. This advice is probably written on every cookie recipe everywhere, but this is essential for keeping the cookies soft. Take them out, even if they look like they're not done yet. See picture in the fall, still be pale and puffy. Let them cool on the pan for a good 30 minutes or so. I'm in okay, eat 4 or 5 of them, let them cool. They will sink down and turn into these dense, buttery, soft cookies that are the best. Stay soft for many days and kept in an airtight container. I also like to freeze them. Joy, my sad and lonely friends. Enjoy my sad and lonely friends. Slots of coolly soft cookies that are the best in all the land. These should stay soft for many days if kept in an airtight container.